The American Medical Association reports nationally more than 300,000 doctors are older than 65. The Arizona Medical Board says it does not keep track of the age of physicians licensed here. Researchers at Yale recently released the results of a three-year study in which they tested doctors older than 70 working there to see if they were experiencing memory loss. To find out what they found and what it might mean for the medical industry, let's turn to Dr. Joe Servin, KJZZ's medical commentator and a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic. And Joe, there's been some more research into how physicians, as they age, need to adapt their practice or whether they should even continue to practice. What now is the latest thinking on this?
Sure. You know, one of the issues is that as everyone ages, and doctors are certainly in the mix too, cognitive skills may or may not change like they do for any other profession. And so what's happened recently is it was very interesting. The researchers at Yale University decided to take a look at any doctor that they had on staff that was 70 years or more. And before they recredential them, they had to pass both an eye exam and formal psychological or neuropsychological tests that are really, in other words, for cognition. You know, how's your memory? How's your visual analysis and reasoning? They published this in the Journal of American Medical Association recently. And what was fascinating was that almost 13% of 141 doctors who were 70 years or older who were tested had enough deficits that were picked up on the assessment of their cognitive skills that they had to hold it up or do further evaluation to see if they should continue practicing medicine. And to me, that was a huge wake-up call. Not that I want everyone to get tested, but more along the lines that this is an interesting process that tells us that this is how you prevent errors from happening because of this issue. And as we all age, you know, we do it for pilots, police people, folks that are on the roads. I guess doctors are not exempt either.
Well, it's interesting because I think for a lot of people, the image of, you know, the doctor with maybe the glasses on the end of their nose, who's been around forever and has seen everything, is for a lot of people, that's very comforting. And you don't, I guess, kind of think of the flip side of that, which is, how is their memory? How is their eyesight? Are they maybe a little shaky with their hands? That kind of thing.
Yeah, and you bring up a really good point. The reality is this was like one of the first studies that we've seen that really tackled the issue. It could turn out when they've done similar studies in pilots, for instance, they found out that experience does have a role to play if you've been doing this for years and years, that it is enough to make up for any items that are found on some form of formal testing. So we need to know what actually happens to these folks.
So I don't want to impugn anybody, especially you, but there is an old axiom that says doctors make the worst patients. So I'm wondering have you seen physicians who have gone through this, or have you witnessed physicians who maybe lost a little something, who maybe aren't acknowledging it or don't want to admit it?
Now, I think what I have been very fortunate enough to see is that a lot of times the physicians that I have seen where this is an issue, it has either come up quietly and they either go to retire or they seek help. And so what I've seen the positive side of this. What I don't know is what happens out of my sphere of where I'm able to see or view something. And these are the folks that need to be picked up with regards to not so much to, you know, say, hey, you can't do this, but, you know, this is also a medical issue. So to see how they can get help. And it may be that that does change what happens to the practice.
So do you think at some point, maybe in the not too distant future, there will be some kind of mandated testing once doctors reach a certain age that, you know, kind of like with a driver's license, every certain number of years you have to take this test. And if you pass, great. If not, you know, we need to talk about that.
I think that that is something that's on the future. It would have to be done at the level of state medical boards in order to have any type of teeth or ability to kind of have a sense that everyone adopts it. But I do see this as a function of our current reality, that some element of this will come along.
Is there a danger of age discrimination sort of seeping its way into this conversation as well?
Yeah, that's the very negative side of all of this, is that it could easily become an issue of ageism. And that's why whatever is selected as criteria for testing needs to be fair and actually appropriate to what someone is going to practice medicine with. The folks at Yale that published the study, they picked very specific tests. And in this case, they sounded reasonable, but perhaps this isn't exactly the final word on which tests should be the ones that are utilized.
Well, do you think that perhaps certain specialties might have different tests? For example, the skill set for a surgeon would probably be different than a skill set for a radiologist or a family doctor, something like that.
I think that that's right on target, Mark, because a surgeon, I think that's where this will probably roll out on the earlier sides, because there will be a lot of consequences if there were cognitive issues with a surgeon practicing. So I think that to some degree, they'd have to see in that situation eye-hand coordination that has to be placed into the testing analysis versus the radiologist, which is definitely about the visual detail analysis. So there are very specific tests that would have to hit those tasks. But I imagine that that will take a bit of time to get everyone to come to some sense of agreement as to what is fair and what is validated as people subject themselves to these type of tests. But an interesting opening issue from this particular study to, I think, something we're going to hear a lot about over the next upcoming years.
All right. That is Dr. Joe Servin, a neurologist at the Mayo Clinic. Dr. Servin, as always, thank you.
Mark, a pleasure.